Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Mirat, Sheikh Lee Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rishon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir Zev. The schus, Yisachar Mordechai ben Rachel, Zivu Kaglan, Moshe ben Shnei Raisel, Moshe Mordechai, Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Shai ben Lea, Yonas ben Chai ben Tzivya, Rabbi Sheva ben Sarachai, Rabbi Nech ben Adov ben Lipsha, Estila Basara Tzipor, Matam Ben Sarach, Hayitzchak Ben Esther Rivka, Dina Bracha Bas Esther Adas, Ramir Ben Eliza, Rav Baruch Hertz, Ben Sarah Tzipora, Yitla Bas Rachel Esther, Rachel Tzichel Tzeha, the Gemara in Mesechus Sukkah of Chofei Amid Beis. We're going to be learning the Sugya based in the Torah, Mor V'Rabi, Hagon HaGadol HaMufla VaMufla Garav Manzatzel, Bamar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Marav Ovel Chayiv B'Sukkan Ovel is Chayiv in Sukkah Pshit, of course. Why not? Mahal the same whole Bamar Rabbi Mitzdar Potter Min HaSukkah Hainah Mitzdaru Hainah Mitzdaru. Since Rabbi says that Mitzdar is Potter from Sukkah, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that this Ovel is Mitzdar. Since the Ovel is Mitzdar, it's Potter Min HaSukkah. So Kamash Malah, no. Hani Mili Yitzari the Memela. That's tsar that comes automatically, so that's tsar is pater from paters you from sukkah. But here, this is tsar from tsar himself. Yishmimi yashiv his das. Yishmimi yashiv his das. He calm himself down, and then he won't be mitzayir. Shuvas HaMa'arik, Shorosh Kufayin Ches, asks in this Gemara, on the Sheet of the Yireyim, from this Gemara on the Sheet of the Yireyim, in Simen Tov Chof Aleph, Huva B'Mordechai Kan, U'Bagos Menos Perkvav Misuka Siv Kotn Aleph. And a Mitzdar is Patrim and Asuka, in such an instance, where when he goes out of the sukkah, he's going to be saved from the tzar, because he needs to be ke'en dira. Ke'en derech b'nei adam la'amod b'dira sayin b'tzar. It has to be like teshu ke'en teduru. Sukkah is teshu shivas yamin. Like you live, and you don't live b'tzar. Since you don't live b'tzar, m'meila, you don't have to stay in your sukkah if there's tzar, so you're allowed to leave your sukkah if leaving the sukkah is going to save you from the tzar. So that's the shita of the Yireyim. According to this opinion, why does the Gemara say that an avil is chayv in sukkah? Why? Because he should be miyashiv daito, he should be calm himself down, he should make himself feel better. I have a better reason why he's chayv in sukkah. And that is because leaving the sukkah is not going to help him. What's he upset about? He's upset about the sukkah? No. He's upset that his mother is dead. That's why he's upset. Is that going to save him? That he goes out of the sukkah, now he's going to feel better? No. So leaving the sukkah is not going to help. So how can you say that the pshat is that mitzar patur min hasukkah? If leaving the sukkah is going to save you from the tzar, why does the Gemara say that Avil is chayv because he boy lately suvei daite? The Gemara should say an avil is chayv because going out of the sukkah is not going to help him assuage his tzar. It's hard to say that sitting in the sukkah is going to make him feel worse. Adrab, sitting in the sukkah is making him feel better. The Rosh writes in the Nidon Gemara ba'avil the mitzdaru, hay nami mitzdaru bi yeshivas sukkah yosim yeshivas abayis. So the Rosh is coming to be Yashiv the Kash of the Marik. Like the Bach writes, Bekavanas and Simitav Reshmem, and Abram Sivkon Yud, Beagran Sivkon Yud Aleph. In other words, the Kasha was, I thought the whole word was that leaving the Sukkah is going to make you feel better. Here, leaving the Sukkah is not going to make you feel any better. And the answer of the Rosh is, no, leaving the Sukkah will make you feel better. That's why the Gemara has to come onto the teretz of Yivar Leli Sube Dante. But it doesn't say that leaving the sukkah is not going to make him feel better. That's why he's not putter. Why? Because leaving the sukkah will make him feel better. Why will leaving the sukkah make him feel better? Because an Ovel wants to be alone. He wants to be in a dark place. He doesn't want to be in a freilichen sukkah. He wants to be in a miserable place, all by himself, in the darkness. He wants to go back inside. But Taz is not at all happy with this svara, Sivka and Ches. Doesn't like it. And he's marich b'tchias a svara. Marik himself says there's no such svara. Say that if when a person leaves the sukkah, he's going to feel better. So again, we're back to the kasha of the marik. If the Yireim is right, your pater min ha-sukkah, because leaving the sukkah is going to make you feel better, then why does the Gemara B'Hava mean that an avil is pater min ha-sukkah al tsar? Leaving the sukkah is not going to make him feel any better. And you, the Yireim, hold it's only your only pater for leaving is going to make you feel better. So that's kasha number one. Kasha number two, Yosir Tamur B'Zeh Mashikosav Rabbeinu Manoyach, and the Rambam, Sukkah 6:3. The Rabbos Chayv B'Sukkah, the Loi Danin Beidin Mitzdar, the Hanim Yitzar Adu Meila, the Tzara Avelus, Iu Mitzar Nafshi Boilu Yisubi Dati, according to the Gemara V'Oid, the Tzara Islay Nami B'Goy Beise, and Mishum Achi Chayv, that Tzara is also going to have in his house, because that is Chayv. Vavagav Degav Echol, Tzach Shalas Mitzar B'Sukkah B'Choy Yosim Min HaBayis, the Schol is Potim in HaSukkah, because the Sukkah is going to suffer more from his illness than in the house. The Dvar of Tumui Me'ov, it's very hard to understand, this Rabbeinu Manoach, because we see him, according to what he says, that there's no more tzar for an avil in the sukkah than in the house. There's no more tzar for the avil in the sukkah than in the house. And yet we see from the kasha of the Gemara is learning the pshitos that he should be patur mid mitzar. And the Gemara doesn't retract that. The Gemara just is another reason. He has to be miyashiv taita. The assumption of the Gemara The original assumption of the Gemara that there's no more tsar in the sukkah than there is in the house, and that's still going to pater him from sukkah, even though there's no more tsar in the sukkah than there is in the house. He's going to be pater from sukkah. The Gemara is assuming in the kasha that he's not having any more tsar in the sukkah than in the house. That's Pashtus Divrei HaGemara. The sukkah is not causing him tsar. And despite that, he's still, when he's having tsar in the sukkah, even if he's not going to, the house isn't going to solve the problem, he's still allowed to leave. That's the Gemara's assuming in the kasha. The Gemara didn't retract in the teretz. The Gemara didn't retract that in the teretz. The Gemara in the teretz says that, okay, but he should stay in the sukkah and he should be miyashiv taita. And the Gemara wasn't mitare. It's no, no, no. Not going to help him to leave the sukkah. That's why he's chayiv in sukkah. So the Gemara stays with the Havana that even if a person is not going to be saved from his sar by leaving the sukkah, he's still patur min ha-sukkah. In the absence of any other critical factors. And yet, what does the Rabbeinu Manoach write? The Manoach writes, Vod, you know why he's chayv in sukkah? The tsar is le nami b'go beise. He's going to have that tsar in his house also, mishum achi chayv. And that's why he's chayv. So that's what Rabbeinu Manoach is doing, he's being mechadish, a chiddush against the Gemara. That's l'chayra what it looks like. But Rabbeinu Manoach is saying that since the same tsar he has in the sukkah, he's going to have in the house, so memele is chayv b'sukkah. But like Gemara lo omeret itzeh. But Gemara mashma lehefech miseh. Gemara mashma that if that even though there's going to be no greater tsar in the sukkah than in the house, he's still allowed to go in the house. Rabbeinu Noach says, no, no, no. If there's no greater tsar in the sukkah than in the house, he has to stay in the sukkah. Now pitom, Gemara is assuming that in such a case you can go into your house. Even though it's not going to lessen the tsar, you can still leave. That's the mashmos of the Gemara. And Ben Elchon goes against that, and he says, no, no, no. אם זה לא יעזור לך לעזור את הסוכה, to mitigate the tzar, there's no reason to leave. אז הוא הולך נגד הגמרא. ולא על הדס המעריק, the מעריק didn't want to answer the Urim like that. And say, yeah, that according to the Urim, that you're only pater if you're going to be saved from the tsar. So that's why, in the case of the Avel, he has to stay in the sukkah. Because leaving the sukkah is not going to save him from the tsar. It's against the Mashmos of the Gemara. Mashmos of the Gemara is even if he's not going to be saved from the tsar, he can still leave. Maybe we can say like Rashi. Rashi writes, "Dibra Maslo Tzara de Mimela, Shasukah Mitzarta." What is Mitzara de Mimela? The Sukkah causes him Tzar, like sun or shade, that smell. So Vade the Mashmos is like the Yireim. That if the Tzar is not because of the Sukkah, and it'll be Mitzarim without the Sukkah, then he's not Potter. So only if he's going to be saved from the tsar, then he's pater. Now, in the case of Avo, leaving the sukkah is not going to save him from tsar. It's mashmi pashtis perush Rashi. שיש שני טעמים כאן בגמרא במה שאינו פטור משום מצטער. There are two reasons why you're not putter משום מצטער by an oval. One reason is because there's no patur of mitztar unless it's sarah de memela. In other words, the tsar that the sukkah gives you. But not when the tsar is not because of the sukkah. When the tsar is not because of the sukkah, then you're not pater. It's only when the tsar is because of the sukkah you're pater. And then there's something else going on here. There's another reason why he's not pater al mitzar. That is that he has to be miyashiv daito. He has to calm himself down. In other words, in the case of Avol, there should be still a Ptur of Mitztayr. In the case of Avol, there should be a Ptur of Mitztayr. But he should be Miyashiv his Das. He should stay in the Sukkah and not have Tzar. So in other words, according to Rashi, it would come out that an Avil, according to the Gemara, is Pater from Sukkah you would think that an Avil would be Pater from Sukkah even though leaving the Sukkah is not going to help him. The very fact that he's having Tzar in the Sukkah is going to make him Pater. And the reason there's no patur is because he has to be miyashiv daita. He has to make himself feel bad. And that's where Rabbeinu Manoach writes. Rabbeinu Manoach writes that the honey mili tzara de memela about tzara veil siyu mitzara nafshi vibalel yasuve daita. He writes that the avel has to be miyashiv daita. That the Avil has to make himself feel better. And he adds also, he's also going to have that tzar in his house, so leaving the sukkah is not going to help him. He's also going to have that tzar in his house. That's not enough. The Gemara is also saying that even if the Avil wouldn't have that tzar in his house, he's still pater. from sukkah, if not for the fact that he should be miyashiv daito and make himself feel better. So these two reasons of Rabbeinu Manoach seem to be what Rashi is saying also. That there are two reasons that he's not pater. One is because leaving the sukkah is not going to help. Leaving the sukkah is not going to help. Because the sukkah is not the cause of his tsar. And B, in addition, he has to be miyashiv daito. He has to make himself feel better in the sukkah. Otherwise, he'd be pater. Even if he was in the sukkah and the sukkah wasn't the cause of his tsar. But it's very dachuk to say that this is pshat in the Gemara. These two reasons. So Rashi's writing these two things, mashmos of Rashi, there are two reasons why he's pater. Al-Tza'avil and us that the sukkah is mitzarim, that's against pashtus divrei Gemara. So yeah, we want to be miyashiv Rabbeinu Manoach with Rashi, but it doesn't really seem to work because Rashi himself is against pashtus divrei Gemara. We also have to understand in our sugya what the Sefer Chokas Yoyov asks. In Dine Oines Simen Zayin, the Maika Mashmalan Bazer Rova. What's Rava teaching us? When he tells us that Mitzar is Patrim and Asukah. The Gemara says, Mao the same Ahalav Amar Rava, Mitzar Patrim and Asukah. What's the Chiddush of Rava? It's Mefurish in the Mishnah 28b. It's your Patrim and Asukah when it rains. And that's Midin Mitzar. So we have a Mishnah. Why does the Gemara bring from Rava? And what's Rava's Chiddush? Why does the Rava's telling us what the Mishnah is saying? That's the Kshtar Kasha of the Chalkas Yoyev. And he has another Kasha. The Gemara in Dav Chavov Amid Aleph asks the Gemara in Rava that Mitzar is Patrim and Asukah. But the Mishnah says that Cholim Mishem Shem Turim and Asukah it's Mashma Cholim Mitzar Lo. The Gemara answers that Chole he's Patur together with his Mishamshim, and a Mitzar is not. So we had a Kasha in the Gemara. Mar wants to prove Mitzar is not Patur Min HaSukkah. He's only Cholam Mishem Shem are Patur Min HaSukkah, but not a regular Mitzar. And the Gemara is Mitzar, it's no. Mitzar is also Patur. Just Chol is a Patur together with Misham Shem Mitzar. But Mitzar is also Patur. What's this Akasha and Rava for? It's not Akasha and Rava. It's Akasha and the Mishnah! Yardu Geshamim, he's not a Chol, and he's Patrim and Asukah. So why are we asking on Rava that ultimate star is Patrim and Asukah from Chol and Mishem Shem? Ask on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Mitzar is Patrim and Asukah. V'advorim tzmuim umatmim. Mishnah says Mitzdaras Patrimon, so why do you have to come on to Rava? Batsim Kushi Sagamara that Chol is Patrimon Asukah and Mitzdar are not. Chol we have to understand. The reason of the Ptur of Mitzdar, that Rava was Machadish to us, Tosis writes, 26a, Dibur Masel Chol Chay Drachim, that is from Teshu came to Duru. She'ein Adam Dar, B'makom, She'mitzdar. It's Teshu came to do. You don't live where you have tsar. The Meilat, it's Tzar, is Patur Min HaSukkah. Not going to live in a place where he has Tzar, so that Patur's him from Sukkah. And so writes the Chiddush HaRitva, Ala Mishnah, Achol Misham Shem Peturim, the time Shum Lusif Teshuva came to Duru. Vein Dira, Mokam Shum Tzai, you're not going to live in a place where you're Mitzar, merely you're Patur from Dira there. Kachia mitzvah ain't kind of dechia, she ain't dechui b'mitzvahs. Not pshat, it's dechia that the tzar is pushing off the mitzvah because there's no dechui b'mitzvahs mishum mechushim mecholi unless you can't keep the mitzvah. It's not a dechia, but rather it's al tzteishu came to do it. Not the way you normally live. Mimele, you're patur when you're mitzvah. V'chein u'sham b'meiri v'tam kulam teishu came to do it. Rain matshrichim la'adam b'yosu b'chol yoy ma'am b'mokim shem mazik lo. We're not matshrich a person when he's sick to stand in a place where it's going to harm him because of teishu came to do. Now we have this inyan by mitzvah and only by chole, like we see from Tosfos. Teishu came to do Rainan Dar Mokum Shemitzar. It's not only Din in a Chole. It's a Din in a Mitzar as well. So, how do we see in the Kasha of the Gemara that a Chole will be Pater, but not a Mitzar? Maishna? Maishna Choli Mimitzar. It's both Teishu came to do. You're not going to live that way, so you don't have to stay in a Sukkah that way. But the Gemara says, no, Chole is a Pater, that's a Pater. It's star not maishna. Why should they be any? Why should they be different? So, Baruch Hashem, we have our kashas cut out for us, and we're not finished. When it says in the Mishnah that Chovchev Sam Mitbei is called Shivas Hayamim, Adam Oisis Sukasu Kevu Beiso Achoi, 7 days. You make your sukkah keva, you make your house aroi. When it rains, when are you allowed to leave? Mishatisra hamikva, when the food gets spoiled by the rain. Mashal mashal ma'ad avadayim, alevich balim zukos l'rabish achlik na'al panov. It's a mashal to an eved who's coming to pour a cup for his master, and he pours it in his face. The Gemara says, who pours it in whose face? The master in the eved's face, the eved in the master's face. That's the mashal the Mishnah brings to show you why you're putter from Sukkah when it rains. Yodu gishamim, you're putter. Vadei mashma shaseif of mashal mashal is it din in the p'tur shel mitzar that the Mishnah tells us. You have tsar, you leave. Yardu gesham, you're allowed to leave. And then you have this mashal that's explaining why this mitzar is pater. The Rama writes, Simet Hafrei Shlamet Gimel Sif Zayin. The Maril shows him in a second mikol kshem lo yivad v'yetzel yetzel kenichna. Kevet shemozei kos l'rabli v'shoif choloi al panov. So when you go out of the sukkah because of the rain, because of this tsar, you shouldn't kick and leave the sukkah. But rather you should go out in a very humble way, a very subordinate manner. Like an eved pours a kos for his master. The Gemara says it's the master pouring it back in his face. The master pours it back in his face. That's what this rain is. So you should go out with hachna. So you have a hava meaning you can go out with mivayit, kick at the sukkah, and then come Hashmala, no. You're Yotze Kinichna. You leave the sukkah with humility. Leave the sukkah in a contrite way. Sorry. Like an Eved whose master pours in the kos in his face. So leave Kinichna. That's the mashal. And you're leaving out to mitzvah, it's kenichna. As a subordinate person, as a humble person, And this is Mefurish in the Sugyan Avodah Zarah 3a on Lasid Lava. The Akum are going to want reward, and Hashem says, I have one mitzvah, light mitzvah. It's called Sukkah. Go and do it. And then it says, all right, they go, they make a Sukkah on their roof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makdir Aleihem Chama B'Tkufas Tammuz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the sun, and it shines brightly on them, strongly, powerfully. And they kick at their sukkah and they leave. They say, we don't want this mitzvah. Why do you have to sit here in the 98 degree heat, and sitting in Arizona? That's what you want from me, God? Not interested. Shenemar ninaktas moisle semoi v'nashlicha mimenu avoy semoi. I'm going to cut off these cords, these bonds, throw them away, cast them away. I don't want them. They're kicking at the mitzvah. I freck the Gemore. Rava says mitzvah is pater min asukah. So what's the problem? Ma baya? They're not chayv in sukkah. Mitzvah is pater min asukah. And for the Gemara, Nehi de Patul, Behutei mi mevate. They're Patul, they're allowed to kick at it though? Is that mutter? To kick back at the mitzvah? Zeh mavru at hagvul. He mavru at hagvul shel hatam hatov, like they say in Yiddish. This is not proper behavior. So memeila, since they're kicking at the sukkah, even though they're pater, they shouldn't kick at it. And that's the taina on Umas HaOlam. So we see this inyan of Ptur Mitztayer, that there's a din that he shouldn't kick it when he's Mitztayer, he's pater. He shouldn't kick back at the mitzvah. He should go out kinichna. He should be very humble about it. The chayra, we have to understand. What din is there here? Ubiptur shel mitztayer dafka. Rei lemaisa, ptur mehem en asukah ubatul mehem chiyuv hamitzvah. What's the problem here? Lemaisa, they're patur from sukkah and there's no chiyuv mitzvah. So who cares if they go out with hachna, with biyut? It doesn't matter, they're patur, ma baya. Gemara says, based on the verse in Psalms, Tehillim, Nenatkas Moshesemo, Moshesemo, Shlichem, Arasemo, who cast away the cords, the bonds, we don't want any of this. So what's the din here? When you're Mitztayer, you're using Mitztayer anyway. What's the din that a Mitztayer is not allowed, who's putter, is not allowed to kick the mitzvah, there's no more mitzvah? So what's the Naktas Moser Sem? There's no mitzvah anyway. And it also comes out that according to this, the Indian of Ke'evid Shemazak is trying to pour a cup for his master. And the master rejects it. Suddenly there is room for Nenatka. But then we say this mash, and we say, but don't. Don't do it. Don't kick. Yetzei b'achna. But mashal, there is room for ninatka. Where do we see that in the mashal? In the mashal, we don't see any ninatka. That means let me cast off my cords. Cast away any bonds that I have. Where do you see that in the mashal? All you see in the mashal is when the Eved is bawling so close to the rabbo, and the rabbo master throws it back in his face. You should go away humbly. Where do you see this inyan that there should be an anatka here? What's the kesher between the mashal and the din that's monea biut? Because it's Nenatka that's Aser. We also have to understand Kasha of the Shvisyankif 2:10. And what the Maharil writes, that you have to be Nichna. That's what the Ramah brings to the Maharil. The Ramah brings to the Maharil that when it rains, you have to go out in a very humble way, like an Evich, a mother calls the Rabba, which shall fall upon him. For the Maharil says to himself, because the Maharil writes himself that. Not that it says that a year that you don't blow at the beginning of the year, it's going to be bad at the end of the year. It's dafka when they're amazed not to blow. But if the tkiah is batal, nizbatla tkiah, because of ones, no problem. Lo yunilam kol oven. Here it's also honest. So why is it really bad? And you have to be so humbled when you have the onus of mitzayir, of it raining. But it doesn't say anything about it being humbled when that it's so bad when you have an onus of not being able to blow the shofar. Maishna shofar misukah. By shofar we say that if you can't blow because of onus. Nishgeferlich. But when you can't sit in the sugar because of onus, geferlich. You should be very humbled by that. Maishna, what's the difference? So it would appear as follows. It says, Moreinu v'rabeinu, mo'oreinenu. Akoyinu Reb David. And they go to Shri and the Rosh, the Simon Yud Beis, it's Gebrank in the Ramah, the Tofrei Shmem, Siv Gimel, and make his dam, if somebody draws blood, like they used to do, for health reasons, Chayiv Lecho B'Sukkah, because he's not a Chole. Not only that, not only is he not a Chole, but Hovele Shalei Lohok his dam B'Moyed. Why? Because he should have done it before or after. Always it's not the time for a kazus to have done. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that a person's chayiv, even if he drinks a drink that's going to cause him diarrhea, even though he has tsar, but he's still sitting in the sukkah. What is he taking this drink now for? Do it beforehand, after the chayiv. Why now? So to our kazus adam, why are you doing it now? And also, you're not considered a chayiv. So the chayiv, it's hard to understand. Bishlam and Avil. He can remove his tsara, he can be miyashiv daito. And memela, there's no tsara that patras him. But ba'akazis hadam, hein omnam. She yachol hoya la'asose, mikoydim lachain, v'yesh taino la'aval shelo asakein, ala kevin she seif seif osu mitztaru wa'achshav, Shudavra potram and a sukkah, mamoineas have tour mashiachal hayashalola hakis. Shalamaisa achshav potru. Vichinibne sheishal of taina batal pturoi. Doesn't seem to make sense. Another can remove his tsar, so it's no tsar apote, but a kovas hadam. He could have done it before. We have a taina on why he didn't do it before. But so if he did it now, and that potters him from sukkah. According to the second heretz. Second heretz is, he shouldn't have done it on the moed. Even if he's considered a chol, he shouldn't have done it on the moed. But he did it. The ma'aseh, he did it. So he should be pater. Just because we have a taina on him that he did something wrong doesn't mean that he's not mitzari. He's mitzari, he should be pater. And the Magen Avraham writes, Legabe mashka mishalshel, that the evidence is pater. If he drinks this diuretic this drink that's going to cause him diarrhea. Sakana. Because even though he bring it, brought it upon himself, he did it shalok din. Nevertheless, now he's patur al sakon. So maishna bezep tor mitzdar. Mitzdar would say no. But if he brings upon himself the mitzdar, he's not patur. Why not? Sof, he's mitzdar. So from this it would appear, and this is the essay that Reina Rabbeinu said that what's hard for him is the yisod. Once he gets the yisod down, then everything comes easily. So, if you've been following our shiurim, siyata d'shmaya, in the Torah of Rabbeinu, you see that once he lays down his yisod, he starts off with 10, 15 kashas. Once he lays down his yisod, then he answers all of them, and then he answers another 10, 15. He just keeps going, depending sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. But you see, what he found difficult was one, just the Nakuda Yisoid, the Saikaris. And then beyond that, everything came easily. So that was, that's why Rabin was Agana Gana Gainim. Tzchusi Agen Aleinu. As Hine Yiganu La Yisod. The Ptul Mitztayel, the Nofik Miteshu Kein Taduru. Eino Shebuchai Gavne Leka La Mitzvah Sukkah. Shehirak al oifen shel yeshiva. Kein teduru. Veshekeven shebechai gavne einu kein teduru. Lechein lesa la mitzvah. The p'tur of mitzdayer that comes out of teshvu kein teduru is not that in such an instance there's no mitzvah sukkah. Because the mitzvah of sukkah is only in a case of teshuv kein teduru. And since in such an instance it's not teshuv kein teduru, there's no mitzvah. That's you would think. But that's not the pshat. The pshat is not that there's no mitzvah of sukkah, because mitzvah of sukkah only applies when it's kein teduru, how you would normally live. But you wouldn't live with this tsar, mimela, you're not chayv in sukkah. Like the Avnei Nezer writes in Tov Samach Zayin Sif Kotten Vav, that there's no Baal Tosif when a mitzdar sits in the sukkah, because that's not considered sitting in the sukkah. Because the Torah says it's a deer of Hanan, not a deer of Tsar. The Torah says a deer of Hanan, not a deer of Tsar. So he's understanding that if it's not Kain Teduru, there's no mitzvah. Mele, there's no Baal Tosef. Rather, the yisod is hu rak yalfuse mimashmos zu. The mashma minad shepetur ha-mitzpater ha-mitztayr. It's a limud from this implication that it's implied from the petur of mitztayr. Sheyeshna hagbala b'chiyuv shel mitzvah sukkah. There is a limitation on the chiyuv of the mitzvah of sukkah, similar to the hagbala, to the limitation that there is on the chiyuv of all the mitzvahs. That it's only biz chomesh, ad chomesh. And that tells us she'enu chayav b'tzar kadei l'kayim mitzvah zu. K'shem she'enu m'chuyav b'yosim m'chomish n'nachas v'l'chayim b'shar mitzvahs. He's not chayav to go through this tzar in order to be m'kayim this mitzvah. It's not pshat when it's not kain to do it, there's no mitzvah. No. It's a hagbala. He's chayav in mitzvah sukkah, but not ad kidei kach that he has to be mitzdar for it. Just like he's chayv in mitzvahs. But not ad kidei kach that you have to pay more than a fifth. Koloshan Ami'iri, who writes, V'harei ein matrichin la'adam, v'heyoso chole, we're not matshriach on a person. We don't trouble a person when he's sick. Stand in a place where it's going to cause him damage, cause him harm. So it's not a din in how to be mekayim the mitzvah. be mekayim the mitzvah without sar? No. It's a din ad kama chayavim umatshrichim. How much you matriach the person. It's not, is there a mitzvah b'tzar? No. It's not the pshat. The pshat is, you have a chiyuv mitzvah, but then there's a gvul, you draw a red line, not past this line. Like in the airport, when you're checking in with your, they stamp your passport, don't pass this line. Okay, don't pass the line. So, it's a din, how much we're matriach a person. And we're only matriach a person to the point where there's no tsar. This tsar, he's not chayav to go that far. It's like he's not chayav to pay a chomish. I'm more than a chomish for a mitzvah. The lashon of the chok yankif in simen tofayin beis. Sifkat and yud is shatayra patarto shelo yitzdar gufa ki dorecheha darche noya. The Torah patterned him that his guf shouldn't have tzar because his ways are ways of pleasantness. In other words, he's chayv in sukkah ad shemigim letzar. Regeshes tzar, he's patur. Why is he patur? Because dorecheha Darchei Noam. Ha'ol Zaruah b'chelek beiz b'simin vav lamad mitur shel mitzdar b'yeshiva sukkah. He learned from the mitur mitzdar b'yeshiva sukkah with regard to somebody shem b'derabonam Asr lo lotzeis midalat amoysef. That if it's a tsar, if midrabbanan is not allowed to leave his arbamis, but it's a tsar for him, so they, it doesn't apply. So he learns from the din of mitzar to the din of somebody who's not allowed to leave his arbamis. In the tshuvas of the Radbaz in Tafresh Pei Zayin, he learns from sukkah to the minig not to be mistapri v'mei asfira. But if there's sari, there's a lot of you mistake. Ayin shamu b'steichem and rechas amem klal reish chof. So we see from this, lahedya, that it's a din that you're not chayev b'makum tsar. Again, lashon l'chok yankev. She'a Torah petarto shelo yitzar gufoy. Kiduchay darchina. It's a b'makum tsar, you're no longer chayev. Therefore, we can say also mitzvahs derabbanan. If it was a din and teshu who came to duru alone, then what does that have to do with mitzvahs derabbanan? What does that have to do with the mitzvah of sfira, the minhag of sfira? No, the pshat is that there's only a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv of makom tzar. The chiyuv goes until there's tzar. Once there's tzar, there's no longer a chiyuv. So you can use this as a klal. You can use this as a klal also for the dinei derabbanan. There's going to be tzar to stay in the dalet amis. He's not chayiv. He's ad kedei kach lo chiyuv oto. But it's not that there's only a chiyuv mitzvah. Al oifen shall yeshiva kein to duru. Because what's the oifen kiyom a mitzvah? Kein to duru. And that's not the pshat. If that were the pshat, what does that have to do with being patur from mitzvah derabbanan b'makom tzar? So pshat is you learn from teshu kein to duru that to duru is only when there's no tzar. You're only going to live if there's no tzar. So the chiyuv mitzvah goes until the gvul where there's tsar. The second there's tsar, he's patur, he's not chayv anymore. In this gather we see, what it says in the Brayis, Nafchav Tes, שבהיאכל בסוכה וירדו גשמים. Let's say you're sitting in the sukkah and it rains. You leave the sukkah. Are you chayav to go back? And finish your seudah? And the answer is no. And if you're sleeping, you don't have to wake up. You're sleeping outside the sukkah. And then it stops raining, you're not matriachim to go back into the sukkah. So when it stops raining, we're not matriachim to go back into the sukkah. Now when he's eating, now when he's sleeping. Uvadai mashma, why is he pater? Because of mitzayir. And Ran writes that in the sukkah over there. And it's from the Torah of Mitzdayah. Now, when he gets into the sukkah and he sits there, there's not going to be any tzar. It's not raining anymore. So what chisaron is there in Teshuva came to do? If that's the oifen kiyum mitzvah, it's only done in such a way that you would live in your apartment. So in your house, so then what's the problem? In his house, he's going to be comfortable in the sukkah, just like he's comfortable in his house. So why is he pater? What's pshat? Ein matrichim. What does mitzvah have to do with ein matrichim? And why is sukkah different than all other mitzvahs that you're definitely chayv to be toirech? So it's mashma like we're saying that the ikur din mitzvah is not a din on mitzvah b'sukkah. Rather, it's a din on mitzvah b'mitzvah. Shu p'tur b'chiyuv ha-mitzvah. That if he's mitzar, there's no longer a chiv. It's only ad. It's only until there's tzar, until that point. It's a hagbala. He only is chayv in the mitzvah without tzar. But there stops being a chiv if tzar is involved. And here there's going to be tzar when he's mekayim this mitzvah. Because he's going to stop his eating to go, he's going to have to stop his meal that he's eating inside and go outside. He's going to have to stop his sleeping that he's sleeping inside and go outside. And therefore there's a p'tur of ein matrichim, we're not matrichim. Because it's a chiyuv gavra. This gavra is not chayiv ad kedei kach, that there's tircha. Like we saw before in Lashon HaMeiri. And therefore there's a p'tur of mitzar, it's Lashon ein matrichim. If it was ba'ofen kiyum ha-mitzvah, that it can't be b'tzar, but it's not ofen kiyum ha-mitzvah. There's no tzar here if he would go back into his sukkah when he's... So when he's eating, he's going to stop his meal. It's a pain in the neck, but it's fine. He's going to go into the sukkah. There's no tzar in the sukkah. So he should be chayiv. He's going to wake up. It's a pain to wake up. He's going to go back to his sukkah. Go back to sleep. There's no tzar. So why is he pater? The answer is because the p'tur of mitzvah is not ba'ofen kiyum ha-mitzvah. That he doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah in such a way that it's going to cause him tzar, just like he's sitting in his apartment without tzar, he's sitting in the sukkah without tzar. It's not the pshat. Pshat is that he's chayiv to sit in his sukkah unless there's tzar involved, unless there's tircha involved. And therefore, here there's tircha. To go back into the sukkah is tircha. Since to go back into the sukkah's tircha, he's not chayiv. Teishu came to do. You're not going to live in your apartment with tzar. So mele here also, whenever there's tzar involved, so at kama that there's tzar involved in the kiyum mitzvah, you're pater. And therefore you can also learn to mitzvah to rabbanah. That you're only chayiv in the mitzvah at kama she ain't tzar. But regesh sheish tzar, you're pater. Again, it's like the Hagbala of a Chomish. That's why it's Lashon Vein Matshrichim, not Matshrichim. Because you're right, when you're actually mekayim the mitzvah will be without tzar, but to get there, there's tzar. And that you're not chayav to do, just like you're not chayav to spend more than a fifth on a mitzvah. Now we understand that the Amalek Avi Mek is dumb. And he's chayav in sukkah. Hagos Hashri, Uba Barama B'Simen Tav Reish Mem. Mek is dumb, chayav lecho b'sukkah. Because he's not a chole, and also he shouldn't even make his dumb in the moi. If it was a din al oif in yeshiva sukkah that doesn't apply to a mitzvah, then we have a kasha. He was goy, so who cares that he was goy? Sof, he's sitting in the yeshiva in the sukkah with tzar. So there's no yeshiva sukkah. This isn't considered yeshiva sukkah. There's no mitzvah yeshiva sukkah when there's tzar. Here there's going to be tzar. So you're not chayav in yeshiva sukkah. But no, not the pshat. Here, lo chaser klum be yeshiva sukkah. Maybe yeshiva sukkah is going to be totally fine. Reish b'zeh p'tur b'chiyuv ha-torah es ha-adam al-mitzvah zu. Ba'al zeh achen pashut misvara shi mitzad atzmo. Vayhu mitzdar v'uzeh shekar mitzitzar al-atzmo. Reh b'chagav nein tam l'fotra meh mitzvah shesh no alav mach mitzayro. Shi v'zeh shevi al-atzmo. The Torah doesn't make you go beyond a certain point. That point that there's tzar. But if mitzad atzmo, there's no tzar, and he brought it upon himself, then the Torah was mechayev him. The Torah wasn't mechayev him when he didn't bring upon himself the tzar. But if he brought upon himself the tzar, then the svar is that the Torah was mechayev him. If it means that when you're tzar, that's not considered yeshiva sukkah. So sof he is tzar, it's not considered yeshiva sukkah. That's not the ofen, that's not the way you're sitting in the sukkah with tzar. So then why should you be pater? Why should you be chayiv? He's not properly sitting in the sukkah, so he shouldn't be chayiv. But no, it's not the pshat. Not the pshat. Pshat is that it's not a chisaron in yeshiva sukkah when he has tzar. It's a hagbalah. The Torah isn't mechayiv him if there's tzar involved. That's only if he didn't bring upon himself the tzar, if he brought upon himself the tzar. And the Torah was mechayiv, and that's why in such a case he's chayiv to sit in the sukkah if he'd make his dam, even if he's mitzar. We don't care that he's mitzar. It's not a giron, it's not a chisar, an ofen yeshiva sukkah when there's tzar. He's sitting in the sukkah just fine. Just as it's in the gavra, that there's a hakbal, there's a limit. You don't have to be mechayiv the mitzvah with tzar. But here he brought upon himself the tzar. Of course he's going to be chayav. So this is just a skeleton, Rabbi said. This is the shelet. We have a sach v'sered. So please stay tuned. And we will see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. It's a long, long road. A lot of incredible Torah that's waiting for you. So thank you so much for listening. And we have to remember the Maisa that Seif Dovra Kol Nishma Es Elokim Yirav Es Mitzvos of Shmor Ki Zeh Kol Adam. So thank you so much for listening, and Yitzhak Shem B'li Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.